if you have somebody you really want to have a bad week, just send me an email and $10, and I will pick them.
Yeah.
And they will fail, and they may die.
How
they
nice.
They may die on the field.
Jesus.
They might.
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast, a podcast for the rubes, by the rubes, talking all things Power Trip. Bets and Quotes is hosted by Chuck, better known as Power Trip Bets, and Dave, the one and only Power Trip Quotes. They were going to get an apartment together and see how things went, but settled on a podcast instead. Our legal disclaimer is simply that Lawyer Lambert probably likes us better than you, so good luck suing us. We hope you enjoy this episode, but if not, feel free to play Jax on 494.
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast. I'm your co-host Chuck, otherwise known as Power Trip Bets.
And I'm Dave, Power Trip Quotes.
And no Twins score update tonight, Lou, because your Twins are the American League Central Division champions, and they are playing the New York Yankees on Friday. How awesome is this, Dave?
Touch it, Cleveland. we are back in the playoffs. Hopefully they win at least one game in this series. I don't know. I'm very hopeful. You know, we totally flexed on the Yankees with at least one more home run than they did in the regular season. So I like it. Go Twins.
Go Twins. I saw they were plus 200 at Diamond Joe. So if you're of the gambling
for the series,
variety, yeah. So
yeah, that's probably pretty. I mean, I know this team's history in the playoffs post 91. It might be closer to plus 300, but all right.
Well, it's an exciting time because you got the Twins going on. Obviously, Viking season's in full swing, and hopefully they can get it going here. The Power Trip is announcing the Vegas Trip announcement on Friday, which, OMG, it's like it's so cool to think that that is like right around the corner. So that's awesome. And the Chiefs game is only about a month away, the big Viking Chiefs game at Arrowhead where the Power Trip's going to be down here. So lots of fun activities on the horizon. I am very excited. I'm also excited about next week's show because we have a big interview for you next week. I think you'll really enjoy it. I'm really looking forward to you guys hearing it. I'm super excited about that as well. Now, I'll give you a little bit of a spoiler alert. A couple of you have reached out to us before and said that you'd love to see Chad Abbott interviewed on the podcast. And I can tell you next week's interview is not with Chad Abbott. I have reached out to Chad Abbott, but I never got a response from him. And I know you, as our loyal listeners, I know you're not going to do anything weird or irrational like tweet at Chad R. Abbott and tell him to come on the Bets and Quotes podcast. I mean, our listeners aren't like that, Dave.
Yeah, we definitely do not want you to reach out to Chad R. Abbott on Twitter and maybe pester him and, you know, maybe say that he should come on the show. We definitely don't want you to do that. So, you know, maybe set a calendar alert on Outlook or whatever you have to do to make sure that you don't tweet at Chad R. Abbott on Twitter.
And I will tell you, if I see any tweets from any of our listeners that tweet at Chad R. Abbott, I promise you I am not going to retweet those tweets and draw even more attention.
No, that's the last thing we want is more attention on Chad R. Abbott coming on our show. So we definitely don't want that. So do not send us those. We will not retweet them at all.
Yeah, I think our listeners are pretty good, and they're very respectful people. So I don't anticipate we will see even a single tweet at Chad R. Abbott during the upcoming week. So
no.
So thanks for that, guys. One thing you will see this week is lots of money flowing back and forth because there's lots of bets to talk about. So let's do our bets update.
Here's this week in Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets. Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets, though.
Where's Power Trip Bets when you need them?
Ask Power Trip Bets.
Is Power Trip Bets drunk?
You want to bet?
Ooh. All right, we'll start with the Viking bet that Corey and Sauce made. Corey took the Giants plus 5. Sauce is on the Vikings minus 5. So, I don't know, pretty fair line from what I can tell. What do you think?
Yeah, I was thinking about using this as one of my locks of the week just because I think it's a get-right game for the Vikes. But you also see it with these new starting quarterbacks or rookies or backups that are coming into it. They've kind of been defying the odds against the spread so far. So I don't really know how to touch it, but I guess I would lean Vikings. If I had to put money on it, I would put Vikings for a bounce-back game, even though it's on the road against the 500 team.
Yeah, I'd probably go the same way, but I just think that's a pretty fair line there. So I don't think either one has a big advantage. Of course, we have the weekly Sauce and Tommy bets on Gopher football. Last week, Tommy was victorious as the Gophers covered the -1 line and won by 7 at Purdue. So Tommy got back to even on their running tally. This week, it will be Tommy and Sauce on the Minnesota-Illinois game, and the line looks to be going off at -14.5 in favor of the Gophers, so that's likely what Tommy and Sauce will make the bet at, and we'll see if Gophers can cover the old 14.5. As far as the Fantasy Chart Challenge goes, I'm not even going to go over the scores, who's ahead of the Ghost, who's not. All I say is the curse of Chris Hockey is 100% a thing. And anybody, Corey included, that doesn't believe in curses is just wrong at this point. Because all you have to do is look at the last 5 weeks of Chris Hockey's Fantasy Charge Challenge career, where he picked, with the bus ride to home from Vegas on the line last year, he picked Adam Thielen, who got him 1 point. Then week one of this year, he actually did okay. He had Breeze and got 20, which was, kind of a par. Then he had the awful Marlon Mack week in week two. Then he did the Antonio Brown, who promptly got cut, week, which he did manage to salvage some points out of that. But yeah, he got a player cut. And then last week, when Marlon Mack surely couldn't have two bad weeks in a row for him, Marlon Mack probably got injured. So four of the last 5 weeks have been a complete disaster. If Hockey selects a player you have on your fantasy football team this Friday, run.
So I have a spin zone for this. I think Hawk should now go with the strategy of swapping with the Ghost. So whoever they run through all the picks, and then Hockey can swap with whoever was last who didn't get picked. And then he gets that one, and then the Ghost gets his actual pick in his slot. Because maybe if he goes, because the person that he's picking, that's going to harm the Ghost. The Ghost picks well. It has been for years.
Yes.
So I think this is, maybe we let it play out one more week. But then I think you might need to swap with the Ghost and just try it out.
I think that would be a reasonable strategy. At least we'll keep players from getting killed, right?
Right.
All right. Well, that leads us to our locks of the week. Last week, we both nailed it, and you are undefeated on the year. I'm back to 500. So as a podcast, we are 6-2 with your locks of the week. So if you've actually been taking these to a casino near you, you've been doing all right. It is, an even week this week, right? Or no, I'm sorry, odd week this week. So that means odd you week. Go first.
All right. Just want to remember you 4-0 against the spread. A lot of you guys, there's only a couple of people left in your survivor pools. I'm alive in my survivor pool against the spread. So Venmo at David Grand. my lock of the week, I'm riding on the Gardner Minshew mustache train. I'm taking Jacksonville. +3.5. They're 3-1 against the spread this year, which is tied for first in the NFL. They're also 2-0 against the spread on the road, which they will be this week. And Tennessee, they're kind of up and down team. They had a big win last week, and whenever they're expected to win and have the points on their side, they always let you down. So I really like Jacksonville +3.5 this week. And help sprinkle the money line because I think Jacksonville's going to win straight up.
All right. Well, I, for my lock of the week, I am going to hop across the pond to the Chicago Bear-Oakland Raider game.
Oh, jolly old London town.
Yes, and our good friend Andy is going to be at that game, and he is going to watch my lock of the week perform because my lock of the week is the Bears, who are only -4.5. Now, I get that they're going to be riding a backup quarterback. It's kind of one of those weird neutral field games and whatever. But I am almost thinking that the Bears defense alone can cover 4.5 against the Raiders. So I'm locking it in. Bears -4.5 versus Oakland in London.
Ooh, I like it. I like it.
All right. So stay tuned for those, and hopefully we can get it up to 8-2 after this week. We'll see.
Yes.
All right. You ready to do some quotes?
Hell yeah.
They're memorable. They're timeless. They'll probably get meat sauce fired. It's time for the quotes of the week.
Power trip quotes. Power trip quotes.
Power trip quotes.
Power trip quotes. Power trip quotes.
All right, friends. It is time for the quotes of the week. And we'll start at number 3. I will just say this is one of my favorite kind of quotes. You have all three of the main guys as a part of it. But it is Chris Hockey, technically, with the number 3 quote of the week.
I could be a silent investor.
I would definitely prefer you to be silent.
I'd like you to be silent on the show.
Here's
So the lead up was the last 2 minutes before that was Meat Sauce was trying to spout a sentence or tell a story or whatever, and he just couldn't get it out, and Hawk was just on the ledge ready to jump. Oh man, that was funny.
Not to segue too far away from the quotes, but how genius is the bit of having the listeners call in and vote on whether or not Sauce gets to tell the story?
It's genius, especially because they get the bit. And the last time they did it, they voted it off, and he was like pissed. He still wanted to tell. He's like, no, dude, we voted on it. Like, it's not happening.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, so that was good. All right. At number 2, speaking of our jolly old friend, it's Andy. At number 2.
Yeah, I'm going to miss you, Andy.
I'm going to miss you too, Chris.
How was Meat Sauce and Monty last night?
Monty was really good.
Well played!
Again, the timing was, he didn't even think about it twice. It was right away, like, Monty was really good.
Genius.
Oh, genius. So, way to make the quotes of the week, Andy. There you go.
Well played, Andy.
Yes. All right. Well, it is time for the number 1 quote of the week. And of course, it goes to JK47, John Creasel.
So, AJ, you said something about how couples do
wedding
cakes.
They save the top of their cake for their 1-year anniversary, and they go back and they eat it a year later.
And then, Sauce, you said...
I never got it.
And then, John, you said...
Everybody else ate it.
Brilliant.
Oh, my God.
So that one was so great, and I think that's one of the only ones that it was such like a, you could barely hear John say that line the first time, and Corey goes, whoa, back that up, we gotta replay this because it was way too good of a joke. So yeah, shout out to Corey there for highlighting how funny that was and replaying it for everyone.
Yeah, I was listening live, and I did not hear what John had said because it was getting talked over quite a bit. So, yeah, definitely glad Corey caught that.
Yep. Well, there are your quotes of the week.
It's time for the weekly segment of Your Thoughts. Copyright Dark Star.
All right, tonight on Your Thoughts, we had the opportunity to do a press conference, an exclusive press conference with the one and only Mark Rosen. And, you know, we did this once before on the Bets and Quotes podcast, but I just felt like our questions were a little bit too easy, you know, kind of lots of softball questions for Rosie. And so we invited our good friend Smitty to join us at the press conference, because Smitty, I think you're going to have some tougher questions for Rosie.
Absolutely. Hard-hitting questions. Questions the other people are afraid to ask.
That's right. The man is on 4 days a week, and I you know, he stepped it up a little, so I think we need to step it up a little and just really, really throw some really daggers at him. You know, and since you're our guest, Smitty, we decided to let you go first at the press conference. So here is our press conference with Mark Rosen.
All right, great. Well, hi, Mark. This is Smitty from the Burnsville Tribune. Man, this is exciting for me. Thank you so much for taking our questions today. I'm going to start with this one. I know you've been developing a line of supportive underwear for men with large man boobs. I believe you've called it the Bro, but I hear you had trouble with the strapless design.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was over the shoulder.
Oh, yeah, that's too bad.
Definitely a flaw in the ointment there.
Slightly bad design there, Rosie.
Oh, well, Mark, Power Trip Quotes here. Bets and Quotes podcast. Oh boy, I'm watching a sad video right now. Looks like the dad just left for work, and it's just the son and the stepmom.
Generally speaking, you kind of know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Sounds like a man has watched one or more sad videos.
Hey, Mark, I got a question for you about the Power Trip specifically. You know, they've done a lot of bits over the years, like the predictors and factor crap. Most of them eventually fade away, but do you feel like there might be enough material to justify bringing one of them back?
There's still a lot of question marks.
Oh, yeah, that's a great bit there.
That was a good one.
Rosie, I understand back in the 70s you got a chance to meet Colonel Sanders, the founder of KFC. How did that meeting go?
His stuff was really good. He was crisp.
Nice.
Oh.
Not as good as Raising Cane's, though.
Oh, duh. Future sponsor.
Hey, Mark, give me your best Tommy Wiseau impression.
I did not.
Cadence was a little off, but I like the effort.
I think maybe RD has him beat on that one.
Yeah.
Slightly.
Hey, Mark, we're all really excited about the Dong Show the Twins have put on this year. It's a shame that the late, great Mel Allen wasn't here to see it. What do you think he might have said about their record-setting power surge?
How about that?
Oh, perfect.
Nice. All right, Rosie, you know that I like to call bingo from time to time, but you know what? I got to step away for just a second. Could you call the next number for me?
R1.
Okay, he doesn't get the bit.
Rosie Quotes here. I'm in need of some help judging a butt slab contest.
I'd be happy to look at a few.
I'm sure you would, Mark.
Hey, Mark. I heard that you and Power Trip Betts bought some joints at a dispensary when we were out in Vegas last year. Do you have any left?
Betts smoked them right away.
Oh, that's too bad.
I knew you did.
No comment. Rosie, you're a pretty calm guy, even in the most outrageous situations. I tend to think that even if you were on the Titanic, you'd have still, you know, maintained a sense of calm and order. What would you have said to the passengers aboard the sinking Titanic?
You know, kind of keep your head above water.
Easier said than done.
Okay, Mark, I'm trying to avoid some bills. You've been made famous for avoiding bills at Manny's. What do you normally say when the bill comes?
So you kind of go, well,
Things okay. That make you go,
I'll try that one.
Say, Mark, this is kind of unusual at a press conference like this, but would you mind if we played a little word association? Okay, great. Thanks. I want you to say, what is the first phrase that pops into your head when I say Gleeman Flat?
Bonus round.
Oh.
Oh, wow. That's good. I like that.
All right, Mark, we know you love karaoke and you love to show off your vocal cords when you go to karaoke. And I've heard that your go-to song at karaoke is none other than Crazy Train by Ozzy Osbourne. Do you mind singing a little bit of that for us?
I
Whoa.
That did not sound like your best effort, Rosie. You want to give that one more try?
I
Much better.
A little better, at least. Mark, we all know that you just retired from WCCO less than a year ago. And now that you have, it must be Dave Schwartz that's the king of Minnesota sports anchors, right?
That's a good one.
Oh.
Whoa.
Shots fired.
Don't piss Rosie off.
Well, I better change the subject after that one. Hey, Rosie. As you know, I love the Big Lebowski, but I've forgotten. Maybe you can help me with this one. Do you remember what kind of container they delivered Walter's underwear to the nihilists in?
I assume that would have been the case.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. With the working papers in it. That's right.
That was a great assumption there.
Rosie, we're all enjoying your new Under Center weekly radio show that you're doing with Kirk Cousins. And I'm sure being a veteran of, you know, sports media for all these years, you've given lots of advice to Kirk on things that he should do. Is there anything that you've told Kirk that he should not do?
Pass.
Yeah. Especially after that Chicago game. Woo.
Mark, what do you tell your special friends when you strap them into your famous sex swing?
You're not going to be able to escape this.
Ooh.
Whoa.
That got a little creepy there.
A little dark there, Mark.
Hey, Mark, did you happen to watch that new Naked Attraction show that my good friend Andy suggested?
Yeah, I saw the promo for it on Twitter. I should have watched it.
It's pretty good.
I think he's playing dumb there. I'm assuming he's watched them all by now.
Mark, you've worked with Corey Cove for quite a few years, and, you know, Corey's got a ton going for him. You know, he's the host of the Power Trip Morning Show. He's the host of Viking Fan Line. He's got a ton of endorsements. Is there anything Corey doesn't have?
Friends.
Ooh.
Ouch.
Whoa.
That was cold.
Brutal Rose.
Oh, my God. Mark, you got to check out this picture of Kate Upton. Man, could you imagine getting some of that?
Why bother? I'm just going to go take a shower now.
Okay, a little TMI there.
Hey, Mark, we really appreciate the time, but I think we're going to have to wrap it up here. I got one more question for you. I know that, well, your diet is pretty rich in dairy. In fact, you pretty much eat nothing but cheese and, well, more cheese. I'm just wondering, do you have any concerns about your septic system?
And I don't think anyone's going to know how this is going to flush out.
Oops. Sorry to hear that, man.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Rosie. It's good to hear from you. And I'm just glad we could get some honesty on some of our tough hitting questions from you tonight.
Yep. Thanks a lot, Rosie. That was a lot of fun.
All right. Well, it is time to talk about the button bar bracket. So you guys helped us vote, get the button bar field from 64 down to 16 with a series of polls. Lots of you guys voted. I saw tons of votes on that. I saw lots of comments. Apparently, some of the bracket or some of the votes were pretty hard to decide between. Got lots of feedback like that. Like, these should all be number one seeds and that. So, but you guys voted. There were some surprises. There were some definite locks in there. But, you know, it's definitely a good representation of the overall button bar. So we are going to roll out the button bar bracket. We're going to talk through some of our observations about the button bar bracket. And we're going to introduce the button bar bracket contest where you guys can take home some, how about some Raisin Cane's? I think that would be a good option. I think that would fit very well with the overall theme of this show. But the winners, if you didn't go back and look at the polls, I'm going to play them all right now. We put together a little montage. So this is your Sweet 16 button bars.
Do you want my head to explode? In the name of all that is good and decent, no more for today!
Start over and speak differently.
We don't even care.
Oh, hi, Mark.
You dumb son of a bitch!
Come down for moose soup after!
Oh, Billy.
Oh, good for you!
Dirty bitch!
The beaver.
You blew it!
You guys are doing good! Son of a bitch!
And the one button that we did not get into that montage was Rosie's Daddy's Enjoying This. So instead, we'll just give you this.
Daddy enjoys this, enjoys this, enjoys this. You know he really, really, really enjoys this, enjoys this.
Ah, yes, the Quiet Drive Daddy Enjoys This. So... Daddy's enjoying this. So that is your Sweet 16 montage. Those are going to be the finalists. So pretty cool hearing all of those together like that.
Yes, it is. It's a very, very strong field. I know there are a couple snubs, but that's just the way it broke. And Yeah, these are 16 great buttons.
So we'll talk through it a little bit. Since this is bracketology, we enlisted the help of Power Trip Button Bar to kind of help us handicap the field, and that's what brought us to the 64 quotes that you heard on our previous podcast, or 64 button bars, excuse me, that you heard on the previous podcast, and that's what you guys voted on. Of the ones that we did, it's interesting because there were 10 number one, we had identified 16 number one seeds, and 10 of those 16 did go on to win, which meant that 6 non-number one button bars went on to win as well. Of those, we had a number two seed, 3 number three seeds, and 2 number four seeds. So,
wow.
Yeah, the number four seeds that made it were actually, which it's kind of surprising in retrospect that we had this as a number four seed, but I guess it makes sense, is You Dumb Son of a Bitch. That was actually a number four seed, and it won pretty easily, actually. So I think we kind of missed it there. The other number four seed that won was Start Over and Speak Differently. And I think the reason it won is the number one seed that it went up against was the I Caught Zero Logic and all that, and that last bit, Pure Gibberish. I don't think that one's as popular as maybe we thought it was, and so it was able to emerge as a number four seed. So, but most of these, you know, were rather clear winners. We only had a couple that were actually really even close. The Start Over and Speak Differently barely edged out the Alaskan Pipeline, 39-38, which really surprised me that the Alaskan Pipeline went down.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the best lines, buttons of all time in Power Trip history. So, yeah, it would take a real diaper dandy to take that one down. Unbelievable!
Yeah, so we lost the Alaskan Pipeline by 1%. The only other one that was really close was You Blew It, edged out Who Likes to Masturbate, 37-34%. So that was also one that kind of came down to the wire. But for the most part, the other winners were pretty clear cut. So, you know, I think we did a decent, you know, 10 of our 16 number one seeds won. I think we did a pretty decent job. And I actually went back and looked at how each one of us had ranked them and then compared that to the final field. And it was interesting because all three of us had almost the identical score. But I will say that Power Trip Button Bar ultimately was the best at predicting the final Sweet 16. So I guess he lived up to his Twitter nickname.
Yeah, whatever. He's a Packer fan. He's dead to me.
So yeah. So that is the bracket. You know, Dave, looking over the bracket, I tweeted out the link to it. So hopefully the listeners have had a chance to look at that and kind of review it a little bit. What are some of your, I think we'll maybe just do a couple observations each. What observations do you have about the Sweet 16?
Well, I mean, there's obviously going to be a lot of tough matchups. I look at the upper left, we got the one seed, the Rosy Laugh, going up against Moral of the Ancient One, We Don't Even Care. I mean, that's 16 versus 1, but that's a tough one to start. And then winner plays Oh Good for You versus You Son of a Bitch. I mean, that's a very tough four region of the bracket there.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely looks like one of the hard ones. And that's, you know, that's kind of one of my observations about this whole thing is, you know, a lot of times, you know, you can kind of see, you know, oh, this one's clearly the favorite. It's going to advance and stuff like that. I don't think that there's a really clear path here. I think almost any one of these could emerge or have a strong showing or pull an upset. And I think it's a wide open field. I think it's going to be really tough to predict. And I'm going to be really curious to see, you know, what people for our little contest, what people, you know, kind of pick and which ones emerge. You know, it's definitely not a bracket where I think you can just go straight chalk. I think if you go straight chalk, you're going to get destroyed.
For sure. Yeah. And looking at it again here, I think the biggest matchup or the closest one I think is going to be is the 6 seed Dirty Bitch against the number 11 seed. Oh, hi, Mark.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, those are two of my favorite buttons. Like, man, both of those have or I guess Dirty Bitch didn't have a State Fair t-shirt, but it had a Chris Hockey Band t-shirt.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, man, I think that's probably the matchup to look at the most here.
Definitely. The other one that I think is a really good matchup is Do You Want My Head to Explode? Came in at number 5. But the 12-5 matchup in the NCAA world is always good for an upset every year. And 12 just happens to be, I really think is one of the up-and-coming button bars, especially with Bill Guerin as the Wild's GM. Every time I hear it, it cracks me up. And I won't be shocked to see the 12-5 upset in this bracket.
Yeah, I wouldn't be. I mean, there's really only two or three of these first matchups in the Sweet 16 that I would be surprised that they would hold on. I mean, the seeding, you almost have to throw out the seeds and just go with your heart on this one.
Oh, definitely. And, I think what's interesting, too, is we had talked, kind of before we did the voting about how we figured Rosie was going to absolutely dominate this. And he got 3 buttons in, including the number 1 overall seed with the Rosie laugh. But, you know, the person that really dominated this field was Moose Soup Lady. She's got 4 of her buttons in the final 16. I mean, that's 1/4 of the buttons are her. She's got Son of a Bitch. She's got You Guys Are Doing Good. She's got Come Down for Moose Soup After and Dirty Bitch. And none of them are playing each other in the first round. So theoretically, she could, I think it's the second round, she could run into herself. But Moose Soup Lady definitely is a very popular with the Rubes.
Yeah, I think if one of her buttons wins, we got to line her up for the podcast.
Oh, that would be brilliant. She can just yell and scream throughout the whole podcast.
Yeah, she could talk to you boys.
The other thing that's interesting, too, is there's one word that keeps coming up over and over, partly due to Moose Soup Lady.
Bitch.
But four of the final buttons have bitch in them.
It's the theory that I talked about the other week with quotes. Like, whenever hockey says bitch, like, as part of it, like, I'm way more willing to tweet that out just because that gets me to laugh.
So you've got her. She's got 2. She's got Son of a Bitch and Dirty Bitch. But then you've also got Sauce's Boom Bitch Boom from Initials. And you've got You Dumb Son of a Bitch. So
we might as well call this the bitch bracket.
The Moose Soup Lady bitch bracket is basically what it is. Yes. That's almost half the quotes, or half the, but I keep calling them quotes. Half the buttons are either Moose Soup Lady or bitch. So, wow. But yeah, it should be a very interesting bracket to fill out. I still don't know which way. I honestly haven't even picked a champion out of this, let alone decided how I'm going to go on some of these votes. It's going to be a tight field. And it's interesting, too, because some of the number ones that went down were a couple of Rosies, the I Like the Alaskan Pipeline that we talked about earlier, the I Have an Appetite for Sex because Me So Horny, that lost out. We talked about the I Caught Zero Logic and all that one lost. The other 3 number ones that lost out, which this one I was surprised at too, was What's New Pussycat. I really thought that was going to be in the field of 16.
That's a very trendy one.
Yep. The Good from Darth Maul. I guess that just didn't happen.
What about like Hadouken? Hadouken!
Yeah, no. Nowhere to be found. And then the last number one that got knocked out was This Sucks More Than Anything That Has Ever Sucked Before. So apparently the kids aren't as much into Beavis and Butthead as maybe the older folk. So
yeah, I feel like this is a newer listening audience that's been voting on this stuff, because if we're talking about like the all-time best ones, there's a couple like Oh Good For You has been around forever and some of the Rosie ones, but like a lot of these are newer buttons.
Well, when I put the bracket together, when I saw that Oh Good For You was an 8 seed, I was like, what? I'm like,
yeah,
you know,
because
that's one of the very first buttons that I became just completely attached to was Oh Good For You. And that's one of them I happen to have on my desk and I play quite often at work. So, quite the field. We obviously want you guys to get involved. So that's why we are going to do this contest. So we want you guys to submit your brackets, and I'm going to go through quickly here kind of how to do that and what the contest is all about. first and foremost, this contest is only going to be open to people that actually listen to this podcast. So you're not competing with the Twitter world in general. You're just competing with your fellow listeners.
Yeah. So there's only like 15 or 20,000 of you that are going to be able to be in this contest. Hint, sponsors, you know, there's a lot of people listening.
Maybe a couple thousand, less than that, but definitely a lot of people. And so you will have some competition. So choose wisely. Now, to get the bracket, I tweeted out the link on Tuesday night, so you can go back through my Twitter history and grab the bracket there. You can also go to Power Trip Bets on Facebook. I've got the link. I've got a bracket up there as well. You'll see the post for that as well. Or you can just email me, powertripbets@gmail.com, and I'll be happy to send you a copy of the bracket. So what you do is just fill that thing out. You can either it's a fillable PDF, so you can just fill it in and save it and send it back to me, or you can print it out and fill it in by hand, take a picture of it, whatever you have to do to fill it out and send that back to me. The one thing that you need to be aware of, because there's probably a lot of people that are going to be tied in this because it's not a huge field, the first round is worth 1 point, the second round is worth 2, the third round is worth 4, and the last round is worth 8. So that's a total of 32 points that'll be available. If we are tied, the two tiebreakers are going to be, so I need you to indicate this somewhere on your entry, either when you email it to me, you know, just put it in the email, or you can write it right on the bracket. The tiebreakers are going to be, tiebreaker number one is the winning percentage that the winning button bar gets in the finals. So that'll be somewhere, hint, between 50 and 100%. Don't put less than 50%. Basic math. But put that percentage in there, and that'll be tiebreaker number one. If we're still tied at that point, tiebreaker number two is going to be the total number of raw votes that the number one winning button bar received in the finals. So, and just to give you an idea, most of the polls were getting between, I don't know, about 1,400 to 2,000 votes. So that should give you kind of a ballpark to shoot for. So fill out the bracket. Tiebreaker number one is the winning percentage. Tiebreaker number two is the winning number of raw votes. Get all that. Send it to me, powertripbets@gmail.com. I'll put them all together, and we'll pick a winner. And the winner is going to get that Raising Cane's gift card. Now, this is kind of part two of it. I'm going to put in a $25 Raising Cane's gift card, which is nothing huge, but it's, you know, a little incentive for the winner. But what I think would be fun for the Rubes to do, I was originally going to set this up like an office pool where, you know, we had like a $2 entry or a $5 entry and had a big pot of money for the winning contestant. And then I decided that because of potential interstate commerce laws and things like that, that maybe that's not the best idea. So I came up with a Raising Cane's gift card, and the entries are completely free to submit. So that'll get us out of any type of gambling situation. But I think it would be cool if you guys wanted to, and you don't have to, but if you wanted to send me like $1 or $2 with your submission. You can just PayPal me at powertripbets@gmail.com. And any money you guys send in, I will add to the $25 Raising Cane gift card. And if a bunch of you do that, maybe we can get like a gigantic Raising Cane gift card out there for the winner. So again, completely optional, but I think it'd be fun to do. You know, what's a buck? You know, it's a freaking, yes, Gleeman and the Geek one episode. You're going to miss one episode of the Gleeman and the Geek to, you know, contribute to the old fund. So once again, that's powertripbets@gmail.com. You can PayPal me there, and I'll be happy to add all those contributions in. So that's the contest. The deadline to get your entry in, because we're going to put the polls up starting Tuesday, October 8th. So Monday night, October 7th at midnight, get your entries in by that time, and we'll start tabulating the winners from there. We'll do the, you know, one round each week. So hopefully by early November we will have our winner. So, and Dave, you and I will be filling out brackets, but we are not eligible to win because that just wouldn't be cool.
Son of a bitch. What what if Ghost Player KFN wants to play?
Yeah, we might have to throw that one out as well too, but
dirty.
But button right. Bar bracket, or Power Trip button bar, you are absolutely welcome to contribute. So maybe you can nail this after your namesake. So we'll see.
All right.
I like it. So, yeah, so get those in. If you have any questions, you know, I've said it multiple times, powertripbets@gmail.com. You know, email me if you need a bracket, whatever. We want all you guys to participate, and I think it'll be a lot of fun. We'll see who wins this, and I know a lot of people, I liked Haley's comment where she said that picking her favorite button bar was one of the most difficult decisions she's ever had to make in her life.
Yeah, I mean, she's lived a pretty tough life, so. Although she is in the hospital all the time.
Yeah. So that was pretty brilliant. So.
Yeah, this tournament's going to be unbelievable.
Unbelievable, baby. So, yeah. So let's have fun with this. And somebody's going to be walking out of here with a bunch of Caniacs. So I like it. All right. You got some quotes, notes for us?
I do. I just have a couple. First, I'm going to start off with hockey. You recommended that a lot of us TV watching folks should tune into Yellowstone. You said you buy it, you rent it. I doesn't know where you can find it, but just get your hands on it. Well, I got my hands on the first season, and I'm through three or four episodes, and it is amazing. It is super good. Kevin Costner, that one lady, I forget her name. Anyways, it's super good, and I recommend it to everyone. Yeah, that is really good. Chuck, have you watched it at all?
Not at all.
Okay. Well, I'll just mail you the DVDs after I'm done with it.
All right.
Very, very next gen level there. Number two, Zach. So this is basically two and three. It's just all Zach. So Zach ranked the Minnesota best Minnesota cities. That was just genius. Shout out to Cook, where my cabin is, made number three on the list. So, oh, good for me.
Good for you.
The last one was what he came up with today. I just love all these bits that they're having Zach do. It's like, oh, what can we have for Zach to do today? I don't know. Just make up an audio diary log for him and have him record bits. Today's little audio diary thing was just genius and hilarious. I can't wait to see what the next couple chapters are in that, but man, they're just coming up with some awesome things for him to do. And you know, obviously we keep talking about the initials, pre-caps and recaps and everything like that. I would say just keep doing the good work, keep up doing the good work. Yeah, and come on our podcast, Zach.
Yeah, we'll get him on here once he actually plays some PyGow. We need to talk PyGow on the podcast with him.
Ooh, yeah, love PyGow. All right, that's all I got. Quick and easy.
All right. Well, we've got our trivia answer and winner. So, Dave, you want to throw out what the trivia question was and give us the answer?
So, the trivia question was, the Power Trip broadcasted live from a number of cities this summer. Not including the State Fair, what were the four cities that they broadcasted from? And the answer was Marshall, Bemidji, Duluth, and Detroit Lakes. And, Chuck, did we have anybody come in with the right answer?
We did. Scott F., you are the winner. You nailed it.
Scott F.'s hard.
Yes. He's also in our fantasy football league, and he's 4-0, just like me. So I gotta knock his ass off here pretty soon. But otherwise, I'm going to be paying for some food and drinks out in Vegas. But for getting the trivia answer right, Scott, you do get a drink. So hopefully you're planning to go out to Vegas. We'll get the announcement this Friday on the exact dates and maybe some more of the details from the Power Trip. But yeah, once you see us, we owe you a drink. So
fake news. Scott's actually 2-2. Dustin the Kingpins are 4-0.
Kingpins, that's right. You're right. Yeah. You're right. My bad. All right. Well, thanks for not being 4-0, Scott. I appreciate
it. Hey, can I just go over this quick? So I want to go over the names of the team names for the people that are in our Power Trip Super Fan Club. We'll just go in the standings. In Division 1, you know, very, very good name for that division. Dustin is the Kingpins. Our friend Smitty Chuck is Beezer for the Elijah is Big Dig Energy. Granto is a very original Go Huskies Woo, which I can get down for that. Toby is I Love the Alaskan Pipeline. Obviously, I am Power Trip Quotes, and I'm 1-3. Don't want to talk about that. Chuck, you are in Division 2, and you are the leader at 4-0. Cardboard Charlie's Parrish's 13-pound wiener dog is in second place at 3-1. Scott's Zamboniing is at 2-2. Tipping Bills, that's not really... Oh, maybe that's a Parrish or Rosen thing with the Bills. Drill It, Pound It, Screw It is 1-3. And then Drunk John Creasel bringing up the rear. Only team without a win with Team Greasy.
Team Greasy's been hitting the old bottle a little bit, I think.
Yes, yeah. So, yeah, there's some pretty good team names in our little super fan league.
It's always a lot of fun. All right, well, that should do it for this week. Dave, where can they find you at?
You can find me on Twitter at PowerTripQuotes.
And I'm, of course, at PowerTripBets, and anything and everything related to the button bar bracket, you can email PowerTripBets@gmail.com and get those entries in by Monday at midnight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you guys next week for the big interview.
Thank you for listening to the Bets and Quotes podcast. Be sure to give us a rating on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. And if you think we're hideous, please lie.